ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम, इट्स अ न्यू चैप्टर, चैप्टर 30, द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रत्येज। टेक्स्ट 1। विदुरुवाच ये त्वया विहिता ब्रह्मन् सूता प्राचीनी बार्हिष ते रुद्रगीतेना हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपु प्रतोष्यकाम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। विदुर इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम मैत्रेय, ओ ब्राह्मण, यू फॉर्मली स्मोक अबाउट द सन्स ऑफ प्राचीनी भरी एंड इन्फॉर्म मी that they satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting a song composed by Lord Shiva. What did they achieve in this way? Purport. In the beginning, Maitra Rishi narrated the activities of the sons of Prachini Bhari. These sons went beside a great lake, which was like an ocean, and fortunately, finding Lord Shiva, they learned how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting the songs composed by Lord Shiva. Now their father's attachment for fruitive activities was disapproved by Narada, who therefore kindly instructed Prachini Bhari by telling him the allegorical story of Puranchan. Now Vidura again wanted to hear about his sons, and he was specially inquisitive to know what they achieved by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the words Siddhim Apu or achieved perfection are very important. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhe Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kaschin Maveti Tattvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly anyone knows me in truth. Out of many, many millions of people, one may be interested in learning how to attain success in spiritual matters. The supreme success is mentioned also in Bhagavad Gita. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam asashvatam napnubanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gata. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. And what is that highest perfection? That is also explained in that verse. The highest perfection is to return home back to Godhead, so that one will not have to return again to this material world and transmigrate from one body to another in the dream of material existence. By the grace of Lord Shiva, the Prachetas actually attained perfection and returned home, back to Godhead, after enjoying material facilities to the highest extent. Maitra will now narrate that to Vidura. So I thank all of you to giving me opportunity to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm unqualified to speak something, but on the orders of the seniors, I would like to speak something. In this new chapter, Vidura is inquiring from Maitreya Muni and is telling that the Prachetas, they very successfully attained back to Godhead just by praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what did they do is actually chanted the prayers sung by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva had given the Prachetas a set of prayers. And Prachetas, just by chanting the prayers, attained the success. What is the power of the prayers? Once I was reading a book about a Christian preacher. He was sent to a war to preach to the soldiers. The soldiers were very demoralized. They were not successful. So the preacher went to the soldiers and was trying to explain them the power of prayers. If you worship, if you pray to Jesus, what will happen? So he gave an example that you take an atom. The atom has a nucleus and there are many electrons revolving around it. And he told, do you know the power of the nucleus? The nucleus has the power of 3 × 10⁻³⁹, that is 3 followed by 39 zeros, times more than the gravitational power of the earth. So the preacher said to the soldiers, you know how powerful this nucleus is? And who made this power? God made that power. So the preacher told that if God has made such a power in nucleus, if you pray to him, don't you think he will provide you all of the power? He will definitely provide you. He told, just open your eyes with faith and see. There are so many soldiers, they have come from heaven to help you. So in this way, the preacher was telling them about the power of the prayers. And here, Prachitas prayed the prayers as given by Parampara. Lord Brahma gave to Shiva and Shiva then gave it to Prachitas. And just by praying them, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the purpose of human life is to satisfy Lord. Atha Bhamba, Atha Pumbir Dujashishta, Guna Karma Vibhagasha, Swanishtasa Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshinam. All occupational duties of Varna and Ashrama are to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also Bhagavad Gita says, Yat karoshi yad asnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushama darpanam. All your activities, everything you do, just do for my satisfaction. Therefore, our goal becomes to satisfy the Lord. Satsuru Maharaj explains in one of the BTG articles that whether there is American food or Indian food or Chinese food, the purpose is to satisfy hunger. Similarly, whether there is different kind of rituals, whatever ritual they may be, the purpose is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the episode of Lord Narsingadev, after Narsingadev had slain Hiranyakashipu, Narsingadev was in a very fearful form. Nobody could satisfy him. And therefore they forwarded Prahlad Maharaj that you go and satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narsingadev. Everybody has heard of this prayer, so I would like to repeat it. So Prahlad Maharaj went and there he spoke a series of verses which speak how can we satisfy the Lord. The first prayer which Prahlad Maharaj speaks of is, he says that Brahma, so many great rishis, siddhas, charanas, they are all praying and you are not satisfied. What is my qualification? Prahlad Maharaj says, I am Ugra Jate. I have born in a family of demons. How can I satisfy you? So this is one of the qualifications Prabhupada says is required, the humility. And that can only satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one person with humility approaches the Lord, then only he can satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that I am lower than Jagai and Madai, like a worm in the stool. This is the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Prabhupada says you should have the mood of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarurapi Sahishuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. We have heard it so many times, this verse, but it's such an important verse, we are not able to follow it. To be humble than a blade of grass, to be tolerant than a tree. We can give respects to other, but to expect respect when you preach is very difficult. Only in this mood that we can satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Jesus also said, Only meek shall inherit the kingdom of God. That means one person who is humble, that person only can go to the abode of Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have known, he also prays, Amara Jivan Sada Papirat. Though they are not sinful, they are representing us and telling the mood that we have to be humble in order to approach Krishna or to satisfy Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes that every Vaishnava should cultivate this quality. He should not be proud of his Vaishnava qualification. He does not say of material qualification. That is definitely not wanted. He says one should not be proud even of his Vaishnava qualification. And then only he can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to write letters to him and Prabhupada used to reply, once during his visit to India, Prabhupada was quite successful. Around 4 years had passed, he has established the movement in India also. And when he was preaching to a class of business people, Prabhupada said, I beg to all of you with a straw in my teeth that please take to Krishna consciousness. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes, such a powerful acharya in such a big position, he is a pure devotee of the Lord, is taking such a humble position and asking people that you take Krishna consciousness. Also, Prabhupada writes to his disciples that it is by the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that all of you have come to assist me. So this is the humility expressed by Srila Prabhupada. And when we cultivate such humility, Prahlad Maharaj says, Prabhupada explains the quality of Prahlad Maharaj, then only we can satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead. Further, Prahlad Maharaj says that what are the disqualification? He says that one who has riches, one is too austere, one is very wealthy, aristocratic family, these are not the qualification to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have example of Duryodhan. When Krishna visited Hastinapur, Krishna didn't even accept the offerings of Duryodhan. He just went to Vidura's house and accepted the humble offerings of Vidura. That was skin of banana. So Krishna does not accept the aristocratic, he just accepts the bhakti, the devotional aspect of the devotee. Even in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, we see there was that brahmachari who was only drinking milk. Very austere life he was leading. Lord Chaitanya explained to him that I am not satisfied by all this. I am just satisfied by the devotion. In 11th canto, in the pastime of Pingala, she had completely satisfied all the men. She explains that why I am not happy, why I am dissatisfied. She says that I was capable in satisfying all these cheap men very easily. But I am dissatisfied because I didn't satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if one has sensual powers, beauty, they can satisfy many people, but they cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Gajendra, he was so powerful in the Trikuta mountains, in the Ritumat garden, he was the most powerful animal, the being in that area, with thousands of followers, family. With all his strength, he could not save himself. Only by his bhakti, only by when he surrendered himself, then only Supreme Personality of Godhead was satisfied. We have very interesting pastime of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir was told by Krishna to tell a lie. Now, people have accepted so many moral ethics in their life. Yudhishthir Maharaj had never lied. And Krishna had proved him in a dharma sankat, religious confusion. What should I do? And he didn't lie. He told a roundabout lie, actually. Krishna told him that you tell that Ashwathama has died. But somehow, an elephant called Ashwathama was killed. And Yudhishthira Maharaj somehow told that lie, which was not even a lie. So many people, they come and say that you know why Yudhishthir Maharaj went to hell? He had to look, at least have a glance of hell, because he told a lie. But acharyas explain, no, he didn't see hell for once, not because he told a lie, but because he declined to accept the instruction of Krishna. He did not satisfy Krishna. That is why he had to see the face of hell. Similarly, we Arjuna, we see Arjuna. Arjuna, the advent of Bhagavad Gita is based on this. He did not want to satisfy Krishna. He wanted to satisfy his own duties, his own understanding. And that is why Bhagavad Gita took place. Arjuna didn't want to accept the instruction of Krishna that you fight, and that is why Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Similarly, we in this material world have defined our own good and bad things according to our own mind and our intelligence, or according to our own experience, and we do not want to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gopi Parandhan too was explaining what is good and what is bad. I was thinking, there is so much rain here, so according to an umbrella seller, this would be the best thing. This is the right thing for him. But according to a pot maker, this is the worst season. He cannot make pots. Even our construction, so many things are not getting, you know, dry because of the rainy season. So some things are good and some things are bad. But Gopi Parandhan Prabhu explains that what is absolute good and what is absolute bad. When Krishna defines something as good, that becomes absolute good. That is dharma. And whatever Krishna says is bad, is absolute bad, and that is adharma. So people have defined their own understanding of good and bad. But one may argue that we see majority of people doing a particular kind of good activity. You are only few devotees, hundreds. You know, they are just trying to follow something. But very intelligent answer Gopi Parandhan was giving, that 3/4 of the creation of this of Lord is spiritual world, and 1/4 ekpad vibhuti is just material creation. Tripad vibhuti is the creation, spiritual world. Therefore, who is having the majority in spiritual world? Everybody is satisfying Krishna. Therefore, we are in majority. Therefore, whatever Krishna has said, that is actual good, that is absolute good, that is dharma. So people generally define their own good, but even they accept a false goodness or badness, define their own good or bad terms. But Krishna says, I am not satisfied by that. When you follow me, then only I am satisfied. There is a verse in Upanishad which we were discussing yesterday. Nayamatna pravachana labhya na medhaya na bahuna shrutena. Lord Krishna is not even satisfied by very strong speeches, very eloquent speeches, or very good study in shastras, or in somebody is performing very good tapasya. Only by His mercy, when He gives us His mercy on a devotee who is sincerely serving Him with His full heart and sincere devotion, then only Krishna is satisfied. Further, Prahlad Maharaj explains that a brahmana, he has all 12 qualities. But if he has no devotion, he cannot even purify himself, what to speak of others. But if a dog eater, if he has devotion, he can completely satisfy and purify himself. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa Apranasya Vadehasya Mandalam Lokrachanam. Even a person has all the qualities, but he does not have devotion, it is like decorating a dead body. You know, we were trying to explain what is this decoration of dead body. Shamanantu was explaining, in Western world they have people, when a person dies, they decorate the dead body. They put nice jewelry on him, or they put nice suit. They give him an artificial smile. What is the use? The person has already left. And if you analyze from the point of view of surgery, the doctors who are studying surgery, for them dead body is just an experimental table. They just remove the skin or remove the skull or remove the chest and just do some experiment. So Prabhupada explains that according to Hari Bhakti Suddhodaya, that one person who is devoid of bhakti, whatever quality he may have, it is just like decoration on the dead body. So even if a brahmana is completely having all good qualities but does not have devotion, he cannot satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada continues to explain and pushes his movement and advocates his preaching and says that we have American, I have my American disciples, they have come here, they have taken to Krishna consciousness and they have become very good gentlemen. But this brahmanas, the smarthas, they do not accept their position. Prabhupada explains that the successful of my movement is one of the mother of my disciple. She inquired about Krishna when she was leaving the body. So that is the success of the movement. It is not by qualifications that one pleases Krishna. Even if he has all qualifications, he cannot please Krishna. Prabhupada was explaining. And further, we understand how these people have taken that the principle of being Brahmana is topmost. Like we have in our vicinity, sometime people coming, they say that the color of the Guru is important. If the color is, if he is an Indian body, yes, he is a proper Guru. We should accept them as Guru. Not a body who is a foreign body. Such people are actually breaking the first principle of Rupa Goswami. Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami explains that one should not distinguish a Vaishnava according to his color. Like one should when goes to take bathe in Ganges, even if it is having mud due to rains or any other contamination, one should not see the faults. Similarly, even if a Vaishnava, whatever color of body he may be, if he is a devotee of the Lord, Vaishnava means devotee of the Lord, so one should accept him, understand him, respect him and take instructions from him. But this people have a very short understanding about who is a Vaishnava. Further, in our life we are quoting Prahlad Maharaj. We accept him as an Acharya. Actually he is born of a demonic family. So it is not the qualification which satisfies Krishna. It is the principles given by the Acharya which he is following in his life, and with sincere devotion, if he is serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, then only Krishna is satisfied. I had met a communist who was telling that all of the people who are coming in your ISKCON are very rich. I don't see any poor people coming. Or there is a sect of people who hate Brahmanas. They do not want to accept Brahmanas. They do not know who is a Brahmana. And definitely the Smarthas are responsible for that. The orthodox Brahmanas who have exploited people. But this particular verse which Prahlad Maharaj is telling, that if a Brahmana, if a dog eater also has some qualities, the quality of devotion to Krishna, then he is respected. So we can argue with the communist and tell him that it is not that. We do not qualify a person according to his riches. We qualify a person as a devotee according to his devotion to Krishna, according to his sincerity to Krishna. And thus, we understand in these two verses that qualifications, material qualifications, do not qualify a person as a devotee of Krishna. And it does not qualify a person to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Further, Prahlad Maharaj says that, can we satisfy Lord? Are we having the capacity to satisfy Lord? Lord is Purna, complete in itself. Atma Ramascha Muneo Nirgantha Upikram. He is complete, Atma Ram. It is said that the queens of Dwarka were so beautiful that even when the demigods used to, it's explained in the Rukmini pastime, kidnapping of Rukmini, the demigods when were flying through the plane, just seeing by the beauty of Rukmini, the demigods are falling down. Now, such beautiful queens, they are not able to disturb the transcendental senses of Lord. The Lord is so much satisfied. Then how is Lord pleased? How is Lord pleased? Lord is pleased by the sincere devotion, the sincere affection. And Prahlad Maharaj gives the example, who is benefited? Who is benefited by such prayers? Who is benefited? So he gives the example of a mirror. A person decorates himself and comes in front of a mirror, the image is also decorated. Similarly, he says, Prabhupada explains that if a person satisfied Lord, he also gets satisfied. We have the example of Ganges. When we visit the dham and we take bath, we take some water of the Ganges and offer it back to Ganges. Now Ganges has sufficient water. What satisfies the act, the consciousness, the devotion in which we offer to back to Ganges? Also example Prabhupada gives is of offering a lamp to the sun. The ingredient which has come, the ghee, the heat, that has been supplied by the sun itself. And when we offer this lamp to the sun, actually we are offering the same thing back to the sun. But the act, the consciousness, the devotion which is the important factor is counted. And by such act, Prahlad Maharaj explains, Srila Prabhupada explains that what happens when we glorify the Lord? Cheto Darpan Marjanam. He says when we glorify the Lord, when we sing prayers to the Lord, our heart gets purified. And then we can surrender. And that is the meaning of Saradharman Parityaja. Many people say that your Lord is very autocrat. He is a very selfish person. He wants us to surrender. But who is benefited by that? Prabhupada explains, we are benefited. When we glorify, we get purified and we go out back to the spiritual world. Therefore, the prachetas, they satisfied Lord just by reciting the prayers. Just by reciting the prayers which are given. Lord Shiva, when the prachetas were doing austerity, Lord Shiva was very pleased with them. And when he came and told them that you chant this prayers, this particular prayers, these prayers I have received from Brahma and they are very authorized. And Lord Shiva gives in 5 to 6 verses he explains that generally the prayers are, as Satsuru Maharaj classifies prayers in 4 major elements, as prayers are usually praising the Lord, or it is thanksgiving to the Lord, or asking forgiveness from the Lord, or asking for a request from the Lord. These are the major classification of the prayers given by Acharyas. So Lord Shiva says that when you glorify Lord, why do we want to glorify Lord? He says he is among the topmost among the self-realized. Like we glorify somebody who is self-realized, like when we glorify our Acharyas, he is the topmost. Lord Krishna is the topmost among the self-realized. And when you glorify Lord, you explain prachetas, you yourself get purified. So Lord Shiva explains to prachetas that you regularly, asikrit, continuously chant the prayers given by me and then you will achieve success. And then prachetas, as explained here, they successfully chanted the prayers in proper humility, trying to satisfy the Lord, and were successful to go back home back to Godhead. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Going through?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the very good class. My question is that all our activities should be to please the Lord. So, how to develop the desire to please. Oftentimes, we're engaged, I'm engaged in the activities, but it's self-motivated. Like I know I will get happiness, I will become Krishna conscious, but there's still that I consciousness there, not the wholehearted desire to please the Lord. So it seems like it keeps one trapped. So how to develop a sincere desire to please the Lord?
Just follow the acharyas. It is my understanding that whatever the previous acharyas have explained or spiritual masters have explained, you just follow in their footsteps, whatever instruction they give. And when you follow in their footsteps, I feel we will get the actual satisfaction. Sometimes when you feel that in devotional service that I'll be satisfied, actually we are come here for that purpose only. We want the higher happiness. That is true selfishness. So it is not wrong to think like that. Maybe further going through can explain. And for what prayers to be told, Srila Prabhupada explains that in the Gajendra Moksha, the first verse of it, third chapter of 8th canto, he says, Evam Vyavasito Budho Samadhayo Manoridhi Jajapyam Param Japyam Prag Janvano Shikshati. He says that Gajendra chanted the verse which he was chanting in his previous life. So Prabhupada says that you practice devotional service in this life. Specifically he says you chant Narasingha Mantra, and he says that you chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Practice that mantra so nicely that even if you fail, next life you will be able to remember it by the mercy of Lord. So by practice, whatever acharyas has given us, then we will definitely get the satisfaction, actual satisfaction. Any comments? Thank you so much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.